So we're up to chapter 6, Shlesha Mikhtavim, Mikhtav Rishon. These are three letters that, at least there are three chapters that are written in the form of a letters, as we'll see. Again, remember that from the introduction of the Sefer, that the Mashgiach, Zichron Levracha, says they wrote the Sefer to be learned the first three Sha'arim in the first 3 years of Yeshiva Gedolah for basically 18-year-olds. 18, 19, and 20, or 17, 18, 19, and then the other Sha'arim, the third Sha'ar probably take 2 years, so over a 4-year period, but and then the last Sha'ar in different periods of life. So that might help explain some of the language and who he's talking to. But we'll see, I think we can gain a lot from it also. Mikhtav Rishon, Yedidi Yakor, my dear one, Ma Mo'ed Ani Margish, how much do I feel your pain that the learning is just not going? It's hard for you to focus and concentrate in the shiur. You're not working out with the chavrusas. You've gotten to a low point. And you're looking for a way to get out of this situation. Just
one. What do you have, my book? Can't find my book.
Yedidi, b'matzavim ke'ela muchrochim mikaydem levarer ketzer gilakach. My dear one, in such situations, we first have to clarify, how did you get to such a situation? How did this situation come about? Yishet tivada hasiba, we'll know the reason. Timsa eitzim amela, then we'll find the advice that will work. Because we have to first know the cause, then we can figure out the answer. Let's think into this. Magaran ledakhenze, what's caused this down? Over a period of time, you were learning and you were doing Avodas Hashem, and you were happy and feeling good. But pitaim ke'ev, pain, atzfus, depression, chayser itrakzut, a lack of concentration, v'yatzloch, and a lack of success. Ketzat tamaz b'latzmacha tofazot. How do you explain to yourself this? You find yourself amongst chaverim, amongst friends. Kulchem asukim b'inyan echad. You're all involved in one thing. Kulchem shomim shiur echad. You hear the same shiur. Kulchem b'moydedim yachad lahavim lahamik. You're trying together to understand, to get to the depth. Leaves court. Remember, lishav letaretz. Umidgalim kishronosav shekol echad ve'echad mikem. And during the process of doing this, the intellectual capabilities of every one of you comes out. Yegias halimud tofesa says, kol ha-kaychus ha-sichlim. The working and learning takes all of your intellectual powers of a person. Yegias ha-knisa l'avaydus Hashem, and working to get into avaydus Hashem tofesa kol kaychus ha-nafshim, takes all our spiritual energy of the person. Vimgiluya kaychus achiyuvim shakol yochid, and when you see the positive qualities of each individual, midgalim gum gvulos yecholte, you also see the limits of your capabilities. Henach mistakel b'chaverecho, you look at your friends. Ze zachran, this guy remembers. Well, vata shocheach maher, and you forget easily. Ze teifes kol inyan bekalus umehirus, this guy gets it quickly, easily and quickly. Vata v'ketzav iti, and you takes a lot longer, it's slower. V'lifamim b'koishi, sometimes it's difficult. V'shtei elu hein bemes mailos mavrikas, and the truth is these are two good things to be able to remember and to get things quickly. Azikaron v'atfisa mehira. Ma yesh lecha lumosan, what do you have? Kishatafasta inyan achrei amol rav, when you got something after working hard at it, hey nach mamik lahavinoi, and you worked hard to understand it, vilu chavercha hamahir betvisosai, but your friend who grabs it real quick, gets it real quickly, shitche bavanasai, he might be surface level in his understanding. He gets it so quick, he doesn't really work at getting to the depth of it. And you, when you reviewed something many times, until you got it clear, so you're not going to forget it quickly. Feel like you really acquired something. You really, it's yours. You got it. You worked for it. And you have a tremendous simcha for that. I worked at it. I learned it. I worked to remember it. And now I got it. And the guy, your friend who remembers everything quickly, he doesn't feel that level of acquisition that you can feel in your learning. Therefore, the Torah that he learns doesn't get deep into his soul and fill his heart the way it does yours. Because it comes easy. It doesn't come with the same amount of work. It doesn't come with the same degree of putting himself into it. Hadrushim kidei shetekabel chelkecha b'Torah. This is a yisoid gadol, something you got to remember on a daily basis. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who haboicher b'Torah, his chosen Torah, has given you, all the abilities that you need in order to get your portion in Torah. Right.
So I don't know what that portion is.
Right. But for your portion, you have all the abilities that you need. Your portion might not be his portion or the other guy's portion. It's not going to be the Vilna Gaon's portion. It's going to be somebody else's portion. It's going to be your portion. So the Mashgiach, the Zechanah Livracha, used to said over, so we say in the morning, the Bracha, Sha'asa li kol tzarki, right, has provided me with all my needs. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Shaila, but referring to the shoes, Shaila, we should say it on Tisha B'Av. The Mashgiach said Pshat, that a person will think about this, they think about it every day. It's tremendous chizuk. Sha'asa li kol tzarki, has provided me with everything that I need to succeed in life. For my success, all I need to succeed as a Ben Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me. I just have to make use of it. And I have to have a proper understanding and a proper definition of what success is. Tuchel levarach besimcha rabba, like it brings. B'chol boker baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hayom sha'asa li kol tzarki. He's provided me with all my needs. Gam begashmias gam beruchnias, physically and spiritually. It means I have what I need to succeed in life. Kol ma shetzarech li b'gidei lamalos tafkidi b'olam. Kol adarosh li liskois l'chelki b'teira. Hakolhu yizbarach nasan li. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me all that I need to succeed. So you said Gadol. If we will focus on our success and not the other guy's success, we'll focus on reaching our potential and not looking at their potential. Ulamata yoter mashataroya umarichat kaiches sichlecha, but you, more than you are looking at and valuing your abilities, your intellectual abilities, taroya kishonais chavrecha. You see the abilities of your friends. The etzel atzmacha ataroya rak she'ein lecha, and by yourself you just see that you don't have it. Ma sheyesh la'acherim, what the other guys have. Halimud ameshutaf doichev oitcha yoyim yom el gvulas eila. The learning within a group pushes you day after day to this places. Rishmim shlilim eila mitztabrim yoyim yom. These negative impressions are building up day after day. At the beginning you didn't realize, recognize them, notice them. When you came to yeshiva, maybe you had improper impressions, you had imaginations about what your ability, about yourself and your abilities. You get into the big leagues, so to speak, and it's different. Day after day, you saw a little bit more the abilities of others. Great on you. One day, that's it. I don't got anything. What do I got? I have no brains, no success, no hope. I have no energy. Atzvus, depression. Tsar, pain. Because I really want it. That's what I want to have. not the pain and the things, but I want to have that ability, I want to succeed. Hargasha zu nikres kina, this feeling is called jealousy, as we say in English, kina. You should know, every young person suffers from it. While achas kama v'kama ben yeshiva, all the more so ben yeshiva. Ah, you think just the opposite, ben yeshiva should be above that. No. There's no place where there's such an effort put into spirituality as in a yeshiva. And therefore there's also no place that clarifies for a person his abilities, his spiritual abilities and their limitations more than in yeshiva either. A person knows himself, knows his limitations, knows his abilities. And you know what Kodesh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon you. It's a great present. And if you'll make use of that potential, you'll reach all these wonderful levels. And you can get in Torah what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to get. And the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to get it. This person is not going to suffer anymore from jealousy because he realizes he's running his own race in life. You're not running anybody else's race in life. The only person you're running against is yourself. The only one you're going to be judged against is yourself. You're going to be judged against what you could have achieved, the potential that you could have gotten. Rav Lef once said over this, a medrash, I think, says over that... A person, at the end of their life, after they die, they give a shri that can be heard from one end of the world to the other. So the pshat is that a person, after they see what they could have accomplished, and the neshama gives a shri. Maybe it's not everybody. People, Baruch Hashem, there are people that reach their potential, that make use of their potential, that go beyond what maybe would have normally been expected of them. But the point is here, if you're focusing on what you can do and making the most out of your abilities, so then you're not going to be jealous. Young person still doesn't know himself. Tchunosav, his nature. Hakara mufuchechet brura. Doesn't really have it clear. He looks on himself with eyes not his. He's looking through his self. He uses the way other people look at him for his own self-worth, which is not a good thing to do. He measures himself the way his friends measure him. Or the way that he measures himself up against them. What he sees by his friends, that's good. Who writes Eliyot's Kamoim? He wants to be like them. They came Amagi Machaverim Maimidoi So Tomid Al Gvulo Sichlo Vikishronoi. That connection with those friends is always placing before him his limitations. Who Ray Atzma Lomitoch Atzma. He doesn't see himself through himself. Elame Agvuloit. Vishamu Raya Etzel Atzma Yoiter Sashlila. He sees the limitations, therefore he sees the negative. Zui Bachina Shel Rekavat Samoskina. That's what it means. That jealousy is your bones rot away. It eats away at you. It eats you alive. Hanagua bekinahu mazniach esatoiv. Somebody that has jealousy is mazniach esatoiv. He leaves over the good. Vachiyuvi asher chananu Hashem. And the positive which Hashem has given him. Ad kedei rekevat samos. It eats him up. Rak maloseim shalachem. It's only what his friends have. That's on the milos by him. Right. So you eat yourself up. You have no joy in life because the focus is only on what you don't have, not on what you do have. If So look then into yourself and check out, is it not jealousy that's beating within you, that has brought you to this point of feeling like giving up? Ve'im timsa ki kachu ve'inenu mesupa gizeh. If you see that's the case, and I have no doubt that that's what it is. Da alecha ki avayda gdeila v'chashuva mutalat alecha. Ve'ilaha kir sasher chananecha b'ayrcha b'maylos v'kishonis. Olim ve'ilaha kir ki ein malchus nagas b'chaverta. Kilaymer, chelkecha b'teira shomer lecha levad. Ve'kol ha'chaverim shibisvesecha le'yagia boi ki ein yad sichla magat lechelkecha am yuchad lecha. He said, you have a great task before you. That task is to know yourself and to recognize your abilities and your talents and to realize that no two kingships touch each other. You have your abilities and your task in life. Your chelik in Torah is yours and you have the tools to fulfill that chelik. Hein b'shelhen v'ata b'shelcha. They with theirs and you with yours. Al timdo des asmecho b'kana hamida shalem. Don't judge yourself against them. Da v'hamin l'berecha. You have to know, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki nosu l'chol kor tzarchecha aruchni. He's given you all the spiritual abilities that you need. Right? And what he expects from you. Now obviously there are different people with different capabilities. Some people have more capabilities. More is expected of them. Yisrael Salanter, the great Baal Musar, said that, as a tremendous Baal Musar, he said he knows that he has the mind of 1,000 people, but he has the achrayas of 1,000 people. And he was a tremendous genius. But he understood what that imposed upon him. Re'isi dover nifla bo'arachayim b'parshas kain v'hevel shi sugyas hakina b'teira. Right, the sugya of kain and hevel is the sugya of jealousy. Because holiness doesn't need others. It went up by itself. Seit pirush ma'atzmo v'tid parish seit gam al kain atzmo shelo yiplu ponov kam agdelim dvarim elu ha'kdusha ein atzricha la'acherim. Kdusha doesn't need anybody else. It's not dependent. He'd bine in kama mailos kdusha is enach hinchach abayra. Look at the wonderful abilities that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given you. Shetamod al zeh bezar Hashem. Teda v'tovin. You should know and you'll understand. Ki ad kama sha'abayri yizbarach nosan l'cha seichel v'das. Ein l'cha chsarech l'achayim l'askamosam l'cha. Sheta bal kishon. You don't need other people to tell you you're bal kishon. Ein l'cha tolui v'daitam. You're not dependent on their opinions. V'im kina hi rekev atzomos. If kina is the wreck of atzamos, the jealousy is eats you alive. It's the bones. Hare alecha lid b'nein ki aburiz brach ena roitza shekol bnei adam yistaklu b'tayr by some abat. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want everybody to look at Torah the exact same way. Right? Can you imagine? All we have one shot, one way. As yilmedu ba'isa derech, everybody should learn the same way. V'yavinu aiso dover, understand exactly the same. El kol echad b'gisha shelo, each person with their own approach. L'fi kishronos of shelo, with their intellect. U'b'yagia m'yuchedet lo, and his abilities putting into it. V'az kulam yachad yisku l'tera shlema. Then together we can create a tera shlema. V'ma noim mashim asuper al talmidoi hamuvach shagun rishel misalant meredika Maisa, Rav Naftali, Amsterdam, Zatzal. She'omar pam the Rabbi, he said once to his Rebbe, ilu ayali moichai shel baal shai gesarye. If I had the head of the shai gesarye, it was tremendously sharp. V'libo shel baal yisayid v'sharish avayda, and the heart of the yisayid and sharish avayda was a kodosh elyayin, umidais of shel Rebbe, and the midas of the Rebbe, as yechalti lavod la'ashem, then I could serve there by nishaylam. Hey, shiglo yir b'Israel. Naftali, b'mayach shelcha, u'b'leiv shelcha, u'b'midos shelcha, with your heart, with your head, with your heart and your midos, tuchol gam kein liot eved Hashem amiti. You can be a true eved Hashem. Hein zui rananut haketusha shebodom. That should give a life to the kedusha in a person, a refresher. Sheyedo, you should know ki olav lavoid Hashem b'moicho shalosh. We need to know the servant of Rabbi Shalom with our heads, b'libo shalom with our hearts, and with the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Sure.